these were 11 people who really blended into American society. At least, there were four couples among them, we believe, who were obviously married to each other. And of those four couples, at least three of them, we believe, now had children. And some of the children were very young. I spoke to a former FBI agent named Eric O'Neill on this story, and he said that that's really mind-boggling that they would take their deep cover to such an extent that they would, you know, getting married is one thing, having children is another, and now you've got a situation where you've got children who we know a couple of them are very young, ages 1 and 3. Those are the children of one couple, and I think another couple had two elementary school age daughters. And what happens to them now is really a sticky question. So that's just one thread of this, but just the tactics that they used, the techniques that they used, a lot of it harkens back to the Cold War era with things like brush passes in public areas where you hand off something to someone else and you get a package that looks very similar with other money or information in it. It's fascinating stuff and many, many different threads to this story.
Eric O'Neill, most people probably know him because you may have seen that book. There was a book and then the movie Breach, where Ryan O'Neill was actually played by Ryan Phillippe in the movie. But all about the Hansen situation, Robert Hansen, the guy who was spying. And it's interesting, we thought we're now friendly with Russia, and this kind of stuff still goes on.
That's right. You know, O'Neill has talked about that, and also I spoke to a former FBI agent named Tom Fuentes, who's one of our security consultants here at CNN, and he says that actually, you know, the number of Russian spies in this country probably not only has not gone down since the end of the Cold War, it might have even increased. They are really after American secrets on technology. They're interested to know, you know, how American political leaders are going to respond to things that affect Russia, and they need inside information on that. They're after, you know, as we mentioned, a lot of, information on weapons, on policy questions. Technology is a huge kind of mine for them that they want to try to get into. So it's the experts who talk to you about this say that you can bet there are other networks around, Russian and possibly Chinese.
There are
spies among us.
And the remarkable stuff is some of the technology they use. They're using a lot of the encoding and cryptographic things to secure stuff. I mean, it's really remarkable stuff. We can't let you get away without talking about the Gulf, of course. But you actually did a piece looking at the Alaska Project controversy. Where everyone's focused on the Gulf, what's the Alaska Project?
Well, you know, BP is kind of proceeding undeterred by everything that's going on in the Gulf. They're proceeding with some very ambitious projects, and one of them is in Alaska's Beaufort Sea. If you look at a map, that's really it's way up in the Arctic. It's off the northern coast of Alaska. What BP is doing there is a project called Liberty, and they're going 2 miles into the ground and 8 miles across. That's a kind of a controversial new drilling technique. Well, it's somewhat new. It's called extended reach drilling. And it's controversial in that some experts believe that those kind of wells are more susceptible to the gas kicks, the kind of gas kicks in the lines that triggered the Deepwater Horizon blast in the Gulf. Now, both BP and some other experts tell us that's not true, but there is a document from the Minerals Management Service from 6 years ago that we found that says that is the case. So that in and of itself is controversial. What's also a little bit controversial is that this, even though they're going 2 miles down into the earth, this is not covered in the Obama administration's moratorium on deep water drilling, because BP has figured out an ingenious way, although they did it before the moratorium was passed, they found out an ingenious way to kind of get around that. They built a man-made island that they're drilling off of. It's in 22 feet of water, and they're drilling off that to go, you know, 2 miles down and 8 miles across. So, there are a lot of reasons to do that. One of them is cost. If you, in that region, if you have an offshore rig, it's really susceptible to ice flows hitting it, especially in winter, and that can be very costly and damaging. So that's one reason why they're doing it. But, it just so happens that with this moratorium on deep water drilling, they can get around it because they built a man-made island that they're drilling from.